Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
All right, Uber for Jake. Hey, man, so when we're going 80 down the freeway, do you want the windows up or down?
We could probably just roll them up, you know, kind of 21st century of this thing. Use the air conditioning.
Yeah, sure. I could just roll only one window down, and it feels like you're going to shatter your eardrum.
Just roll them all up, you know. I don't really want to feel like I'm inside of a helicopter.
Okay, windows closed. You got it. And then my mouth, would you like that closed or really going?
I think we can just go windows closed, mouths closed. You know, I don't think I need to hear about your second wife that much.
All right. All right, and then follow the GPS or make out my own route?
I just need to go to the airport, so just get me there in the next 30 minutes.
All right, you got it, man.
Our Uber adventures continue.
Yeah, these opening skits are starting to be directly influenced by what happened to us 30 minutes before we start recording.
Yeah, life on the road is great. I've, as I said, you know, people are like, you've been in a boat all day. I feel like I'm still in the waves. It's like, I feel like I'm going over rumble strips right now, because every Uber driver and bus driver we get is just like...
Louisiana did take things to the wild side a little bit. Two in a row. Late last night, she was a rumbling, bumbling, stumbling down the interstate. And then
sure was.
This morning, which granted, beautiful day, nice 60 degrees and sunny, but there's no perfect weather for going 75 down the highway with the windows down. Yeah. That's going to be awful no matter what.
I think, and both those women were, they're probably like about to fall asleep. So they were taking precautions. Like, I've just got to ride the rumble. Sorry, I run off.
I've been Uber driving for 48 hours straight. I need something.
So we've had, again, many adventures. Happy to have y'all back. Lots to talk about. Before we get going, please enjoy a few messages from our friends and sponsors, and we'll get into it.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Wow, Jake. Okay, we're finally sitting down to the pod. You had quite the little phone call there. What was going on?
Well, I'm a big boy now. We flew back an hour ago. I close on a house tomorrow, and then we fly out again the next day. So not a lot of time back home, trying to make the most of it. So that was Progressive Home Insurance. I've also been given three other phone numbers to call when we get done podcasting.
Yeah.
Gasoline.
Conservative Home Insurance.
Excuse me? Oh, yeah. Midwest Republican Home Insurance.
We stick to our values.
Progressive Home Insurance. I mean, they are blue.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And
we do cover all sorts of damage, including blizzards, because Lord knows there's how many snowflakes running around. Republic Insurance. Call today.
That's pretty good. Yeah. What else?
Even fires, because we've got these flaming... Whoa. Don't do that.
Yeah, we cover water damage in case the water gets too high in the swamp we need to clean out.
Republican Home Insurance. Better than those Progressive.
We will take... I can't top the swamp there.
This is a funny bit, man. I'm going to write this down. This is the opposite of Progressive Insurance.
It's old-fashioned home insurance.
Yeah.
Stuck in their ways, home insurance. Yeah.
We take care. Okay, but you were saying you were taking a while to get off the phone with the sweet lady.
Oh, yeah, that thing. I came into the room. I was like, sorry about that. I just had one of those things where I was like, it's always middle-aged women. And what they do, they have this phrase. You've never heard any other demographic of person say, where they say, this thing just does not want to cooperate with me today. I mean, it is only middle-aged white women who say that phrase.
Yeah, it's like every time I get on the phone with... middle-aged white woman helping me with something, it's like,
anyway.
Maybe you haven't figured out. Like, our computers are slow everywhere. it's slow on me today. They think computers sometimes are just like,
they have bad
tired.
Days and good days.
Yeah. It's a bad day for the computer. He's just,
it's a Monday for the computer too, I see. This thing is not. I loved that. I don't even remember the context anymore, but we were talking about me interacting with your mother on a couple of podcast episodes ago, and you said that I treated her. I was like,
yeah.
I don't even remember it, but it's made me laugh since then. Like I'm quieter or down like a dog. Karen.
It's okay.
Smell my hand. But yeah, so it was a sweet lady. I just, you know, I was calling strictly just to authorize a couple of things. I didn't have to make any decisions. She's like, I see the notes here. It says you want to do this and this. I say, that's correct. You'd think that was a 10-second phone call because it could have been, but no, it's just, now hang on a second. Mm-hmm. You know what? While we wait for the computer, let me just confirm I have your information correct. Now, is triple, I'm like,
no.
I started this policy, I mean, 2 weeks ago. How much could have
possibly... Is it Jake Triplett? You're like, no, this is Matthew Morris. Like, what do you, yes. You think I've just made up everything else?
Yeah, it's all good. I don't think we need to confirm it.
That's like poor Alan on the road. He had a flight debacle because...
He's had a lot of mishaps.
Yeah, the tour producer put his middle name as his last name.
And he has middle name?
Yeah.
How's that even get in the mix?
Yeah, I don't know. So, well, yeah, I've learned. Only less complicated. Just put the first and
it's
last.
Optional.
The middle's optional. Yeah. You get it confusing. But his middle name, I hope he does. It's a family name. Like a very bizarre
I can't wait.
Family name. Beecher.
Okay.
So like you don't hear that name ever. And so he, you know, his license, of course, has his first, middle, last name. But the way it was booked, it had switched his middle last name. And they're like, sorry, sir, we can't.
Mr. Beecher.
Like, yeah. Sure. You're not going to believe this, but an Alan Beecher rolled through here 10 minutes ago. So
he took your seat.
It's yeah. Now what are we supposed to do? Our hands are tied. You're like, dude, look at, you think it's like when I went into the post office and Trey is not my legal name, mm-hmm. but it's just like, so my address is correct. My last name is correct.
The face looks like me.
The face is correct. You think I somehow tracked down. I'm like, my gosh, Thomas Kennedy looks just like me.
I can steal his identity.
I'm going to steal all his packages.
Get stamps under his name.
Yeah, I'll get jackpot. It. Yeah.
I think Nate Bargatze does have that bit, does it? Because he goes by Nate, but his name is Nathan or Nathaniel
like,
or something.
Yeah, and they're just like, sir, we just
it doesn't match.
It's like, you see.
You could see the
logic here.
The leap we took to get there. What does he say? He's like, if 100% of the face matches and 60% of the name.
Right.
It's 160%.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Poor Alan.
I know.
Poor he guy, always has flight trouble. And he lives in Tulsa, so it's never a direct flight.
Know.
Pretty rarely.
Or when I would. The phone call reminded me when we got to our hotel last night because we're on the bus all weekend and then our last show, we were in New Orleans. So we just stayed in New Orleans and flew home from New Orleans. We're on the way to this airport hotel, which is the airport's 30 minutes outside of like fun part of New Orleans.
Yeah.
So I had my team was like, so we'll get y'all some cool hotels right in the French Quarter, right? You guys are crazy people. We're like, we just put us in the Holiday.
We're in bed by 11:15. Yeah,
so. I don't foresee that. We go out there, and I just had a feeling for some reason. It was just like we had a very long, busy stretch. I just knew this wouldn't go well. We get to the hotel, and of course, I'm like, here's the confirmation. The lady's like, yeah, we don't have that here. I'm like, but do you see this email where it says we paid for it, and it's booked, and it has the like confirmation number? She's like, yeah, they canceled it.
Yeah.
Like, who's they? She's like, the they canceled it.
It's just not cooperating.
And I was just like, I got so frustrated. And then we start, so I'm like, okay, can we get a room? She's like, we're booked up. And we start calling local hotels. And
I was on hotels.com. Alan was texting our other friend.
We called 5 or 6 hotels. We're like, we're sold out. I'm like, what is happening in New Orleans?
Sunday night.
And I did the thing to a couple of people where they were very nice. Like, oh, let me check here. Let me just double check. We're sold out. I'm sorry, sir. So I just want to be like, okay, thanks for the help. Bye. And she'll be like, yeah, you know what I do? I might try calling the other. I was like, okay, thank you, ma'am. I got to go.
Comfort Inn. No, she's is like, it Comfort Inn?
And again,
and
I'm so sorry. You know, I could triple check if you want. I was like, bye. But they were so nice. It was like, I wanted to get frustrated at someone, but all of them were being kind.
It's like when, she just kept telling us that it's like, it's canceled and your rooms are booked. It felt like in The Office when Michael is sitting down with that accountant or whatever. He's like, can you crunch the numbers again?
Yeah.
And he's like, crunch them. He's like, go ahead. Can you crunch them?
He just
presses enter again. He's like, crunch. Yep. You're still in debt.
Maybe the computer's having a bad day.
Do you think it could be the computer's fault?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think sometimes binary code screws up, right?
Yeah.
That could happen. Yeah, but.
I knew what happened, but we made it. All good. Found a nice Comfort Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, you know, she was just immediately, she was like, there's some hairs in this bed. I'm like, what do you want from me? Just sleep in the hairs.
Yeah, what was your room like? Because Alan and I got in our room, and there was no air conditioning. We couldn't get it to work.
Oh, really?
But at this point, I was like, who cares? Just...
Was it okay, or was it super hot?
It was fine. I had to sleep on top of the covers, but it was fine.
Ours was fine. Yeah, it was fine. It was... Definitely had to brush a few hairs off, cheap hotel style, but otherwise, pretty chill.
Yeah.
I was just so tired. I slept pretty great regardless, but...
Yeah, we just did...
Water pressure was really good, though.
At
the Comfort Inn. I don't know if you took a shower while we were there.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but it was nice. You should have. The pressure was shocking. I took a nice little long shower.
Did you shower in New Orleans?
At the venue?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I think I was the only person who showered there. It was a wild one. Also, let's talk about one of the more depressing rooms I've ever been in. The lights were like most lights.
The dressing room in New Orleans?
Yeah.
No.
They have like an orange glow to them. This had like a bright fluorescent yellow, like a tone I've never seen with the human eye before.
Yeah.
I don't know how you find light bulbs.
It's like the
this.
Lighting they probably put on like rats when they test them for things.
A human should not be under this light. Mm-mm. It was like, I truly got confused. I was looking in my suitcase, trying to pick out what I was going to wear that night. And I was like, I have someone else's clothing. Like, I don't have a sweatshirt this color. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is my like light blue sweatshirt. Like it threw off everything. I feel like it kind of threw off our vibe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was like weird going on stage, coming from like a...
Slowly like just caving in on ourselves, getting sadder. And...
Yeah. I had a couple. Luckily, I did have a couple old like Polaroids that developed while we were down there. That was
the bonus. Yeah.
That was cool.
You like found it in your back pocket. You're like, oh my gosh.
I forgot. Yeah. Me and my ex.
Me need to get these developed.
From 3 years ago. But yeah, I think 7 shows in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a bit.
Yeah.
A couple double headers.
It was good. We're back out tonight.
Tonight, we're going to the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Back to the Middle East.
Pennsylvania and Ohio and Tennessee this week.
Yeah, Nashville. That'll be a highlight for sure.
Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Columbus, Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm
Pittsburgh.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to it. But, you know, I'm surprised. I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like we're, you find your, like, new routine and rhythm. Mm-hmm. Out on the road a little bit. I feel like we all are. I'm still a little worried when we start to do the touring more in the winter, because right now we're still hitting nice weather. Well, you park the bus, you walk a mile
you
or
can
two
walk
around.
Yeah.
Check out the city, grab a cup of coffee. But it's like there was that one day, I think we were in Springfield where it was just pouring rain the whole time.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really. We just like hunkered down on the bus. It's like dark and rainy, and we're like, oh man. So it's like when we're in Michigan with snow everywhere, like.
It's not gonna be great, but yeah, for now it's not too bad. People like to ask, like, "So are you tired? Are you exhausted?"
I'm surprised how many people have asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it,
like being thoughtful. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like my whole career up to this point has just been like, "So do you have a job?" And it's just a nice 180 for people to be like, "You must be worn out."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before now we were like. This guy needs something else added to his calendar. But now we're like feeling for you. So it is an interesting, like, huge switch.
Interesting.
Have you been surprised by that?
I don't know if I've been surprised by it. Do you mean like fans or just like your friends?
Both. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, because like, I'll do meet and greets and people that be like, we'll get out of your way. You've got to be exhausted. Like, I don't know. I feel like
yeah,
most
that's
people.
Shocking from a fan.
I feel like most people with anyone, it's hard to like put yourself in their shoes in general. It's like,
mm-hmm.
like I have friends who. Have 2 children. I haven't experienced a child, and I'm like, now that I'm sitting here saying it, they've got to be the most tired people in the world. But I'm just like,
you've never.
Why aren't they
it.
Like hanging out with us, dude? They only have 2 kids under 2 years old.
Yeah, they go to sleep at like 7:30.
Just like get a grip.
Yeah, but I will say I don't feel too tired. Mm-hmm. My throat feels tired right now, and the main thing I feel backed up on is just like things at home that I need to do.
Right.
Like being on the road doesn't necessarily exhaust me, but just like, yeah, I'm pretty behind on laundry and errands and that thing I meant to return 2 weeks ago and my tags renewed. I mean, all of that is just not happening.
Well, my card wouldn't start randomly like 3 weeks ago. And we've been back and forth so much. We had tried to make a point to get it figured out. And I think you overheard us today. I was like, Katie, when are we going to fix my car? Probably because we're back and forth for the next few weeks.
I didn't
like,
hear this.
We have a week off in December. I'm like, that's probably when we'll try to figure that out. Like, my car has just sat there.
We'll go back to a two-car family.
Dead for what will be close to 3 months.
I've heard that's good for cars. They're kind of like computers, mm-hmm. where you need to give them a break. Because
maybe I just need to try it every day. Maybe he's just... Yesterday wasn't cooperating, but...
Let's see if it magically fixes itself.
He's been
today.
Resting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can't be great for a car. It's like, this car doesn't work. I'm just going to let it sit idly for 80 days. I don't imagine that's the right move, but...
Yeah,
maybe I seriously am like, we like we said, we land... We're home for 30 hours. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't... I'm not going to use 3 of those 30 hours to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to play FIFA.
Yeah, you convinced me, and it worked. Because I was like, you know, Tuesday's going to be crazy. I got to, like, close on a house. I got to do all this. And you're like, supposed to be 70 degrees. You playing any golf? I was like, my friends are trying to get me to, but I just got so much going on. You're like, dude, it's 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, are you in a hurry to move in?
You got to do the day off, yeah.
And I was like, no. And you're like, what are you doing? I was like, you're right. I'm going to text him right now.
I learned that because our first grind of, like, it was 10 cities in 2 weeks or something where we had a day or two off. I didn't really, like, I just, like, got a bunch of stuff done in between. And I feel like at the end of that, I was like,
pretty tired,
ready to, like, just hit a stranger. Like, I could have gotten in a street brawl if someone...
I know the exact feeling you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, would have lost. But that's my... I have this... you've met O'Neill's out on the road. Good buddy. We've known each other for 20 years. So whenever we get in... we've had several times where... Only a few times. You know a guy for 20 years. We'll have a few moments like this, right? Where we'll get real mad at each other. And he every time that happens, he'll go... He's like, dude... So I swear I'm not afraid to straight up fight you right now, and I don't care if you beat me. And it's a really interesting fight tactic because we've never fought, but it's like it's in a weird way it's an alpha move for me. Like, you know what, dude, I'm about to hit you in the face, and you're gonna hit me back harder. What's up? And no one's gonna hit you if you do that. Like, oh,
because it's confident, but not 100% confident.
Like, some dude's like, I'm gonna beat you up, dude. I'm like, I know it. Do it. I'm not that tough of a person, dude.
But let's see.
Zero fights. That's amazing. I've never been in a fight in my whole life. Never will.
You were the one who taught me the strategy that if you really think you're about to get beat up, start getting naked.
Mm-hmm.
Which I haven't had to use.
Show the butt first. Imagine a guy's coming at you and you just moon him.
Yeah, he just 180 drops his trousers.
What's his only thing he can hit is your buns. If he does that, then you're like, dude, you just spank me.
Dude. Is that an open hand spank?
Yeah.
Right on the skin? And the butt, if you're in a place to get punched, I mean, the butt, a lot of fat, a lot of meat.
That is good D as well.
Yeah. What's up?
Fence.
Good defense.
Yeah.
Got it. It is good defense.
I apologize.
I remember getting hit by pitches in baseball. I've been hit at a few different places. The butt feels pretty good comparatively. A lot of cushion there.
Right.
I would love to take a punch to the butt.
Like a deep massage or something.
Yeah. Like
getting hit in the...
Like flexology or whatever. Forearm. Reflexology. Just
punch a guy in the forearm. It hurts so bad.
Just right on the foot bone.
I feel so confident. If I ever got into a fight and I punched a guy in his head, like connected really good, it would hurt me more than it hurt him. I would be like, oh.
I think it's pretty common to break your hand.
My knuckles.
If you break, like, the... If you hit their temple.
I would open hand only.
I've seen the Russian slap boxing videos. That seems to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt the guy you're slapping would have earplugs in, which is a thing you see in the Russian league.
I am a big fan of the Russian slap boxing.
Yeah. I hope there's money on the line and they're not just bored out there because it looks dangerous.
Probably not. I'm not very... You're more familiar with Russia than I am. I've yet to make it out there.
I've been kissed by Pam Anderson out there, so pretty familiar with it.
Okay.
But... yeah, I still think I'd like to get in a fight someday. My dad like taught me a bunch of like ways how to fight. I just never got to put them into practice.
Ooh, what were some of his tips?
Always let them hit first. That way it's not your fault. Like you're not the one who started the fight.
Is that real?
Yeah, yeah. You let them throw the first punch.
Okay. I get for legal reasons, but it feels like I've always heard make sure you throw the first punch because whoever hits first wins, I think, a vast majority of the time. You just take a huge rock to the head and you're like, all right, legally, I'm good now.
My dad didn't say get hit first. He said let them swing first.
Okay.
He said it'll triplet dodge on them.
Mm-hmm.
Swing, miss it. And then the next tip was make sure your first punch is on their nose. Because, I mean, even getting flicked in the nose, it's pretty... Like, you could start crying just from, like, barely hitting
aim
your nose.
For the nose.
So if you hit them in the nose and they start crying and then they can't see, yeah, and then it just, you know,
what if
dealer's choice?
What if I let him hit first and he hits me not that hard, like the arm, and I start crying? what would be my next move?
We didn't go over that exact scenario, mm-hmm, but I would say, go after a move I like to call wet noodle, where you pretend that your arm is out of socket and you just start flailing, but you work up some speed and then helicopter him in the side of the head.
Yes.
I can't demonstrate it now, but just imagine like an octopus swirling about.
Or it's like when you're putting your hoodie on and you only have one arm on and that one arm is loose,
uh-huh,
and you kind of just,
yes,
sling that around.
You loosely slap him with your entire arm.
I make it a point to anytime I put my hoodie on near Katie and I have that loose arm, I'll kind of whip it around so it kind of grazes her in the head. And then I'm like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't know I do it on purpose.
But you're just practicing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just practicing.
It's a light one.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounded like I was assaulting my wife with that joke, but it's
fine.
Playful.
It's playful. It's in the bedroom, so it's, mm-hmm, fine. And you let her hit first. So legally.
Legally.
Legally, we're good.
And I only cry every other time.
That's good. I'd like to get in a fight with a guy, but emotionally fight. And in the end, we learn a little something about each other.
Yeah, kind of a respect. Like, you see these UFC fights where they just truly try to murder each other and then like hug after and they're like, that was awesome, man.
Good fight, bro. Yeah.
Proud of you. Sick and twisted, those guys.
Here's what I want. His fist, my face. Stop it. Kiss his hand.
That's real right there. if there was more of that, man, be a better place.
Yeah, I definitely want to kiss some guy's hand at a bar. I got my hand kissed this weekend, actually. What was his name? Holly, I think. Holly in Birmingham kissed my hand on stage.
She actually kissed it?
She did. It was wet.
How'd you feel about that?
It was fine.
It was a wet one?
Her daughter was at the show and put it on Instagram, like that we were up on stage together. I reposted it, and then the next morning she deleted it. Yeah. I think she was embarrassed that I had reposted her mother kissing my hand on stage.
Oh.
She had deleted her story.
He's like, let's not. Yeah. I had Dad's mad about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling me.
He wants to hit his nose.
Okay, Derek, is it time for some ads, Derek? Mm-hmm. Okay. Enjoy this short break. Got some great deals for you. Support the show, check them out, and we'll be right back.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Had to get me some new fun shoes in, where was that, Birmingham? Alabama?
Yes.
Great, yep, town, Birmingham.
I really enjoyed my time in Birmingham.
So I felt super, dude, I'm a little bit, you know me, I'm a wannabe hype beast.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very cool in my cool guy show. Going on I kind of gave up on buying clothes and stuff before the tour because I was just like, I'll just wear jeans and a t-shirt. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
But then you realize like, oh, I'm about to be on stage a lot. And from a lot of people, I should probably try a little more, mm-hmm, than a t-shirt and jeans. So then now I'm like trying to find cool stuff to wear.
Yeah.
Cool shoes, cool shirts. We went to Birmingham, Alabama, had this like super like cool guy sneaker shop that I walked in and immediately was very overwhelmed. I was like, I had on a, it's funny because I packed a couple pairs of shoes. I always pack like a simple pair of shoes that I can maybe like run in or just rock, and then like a cooler pair of shoes to wear on stage or something. So I purposely put on my cool shoes.
Your stage shoes.
So I could look cool in the shoe store.
Good, good, good.
And then I walked in and I'm like, I want to try on shoes, but it's like when you go, you know, you go to a new place, you're not sure the rules, you don't want to mess stuff up.
Yeah, like a first date.
Yeah. Or like a winery. You don't want to be like, so do you have red or white?
So are the grapes white? Or how does, I don't have to stomp my own grapes.
No, yeah, I know.
Or I will.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, sorry, Joe, I'm on first date.
And so I was like, can I try on the shoes or am I not allowed to? Or I'm like, do I look like a loser if I don't know what size I am? Because all these guys, they know.
You should know what size you are. I will say that.
Well, because they are all different brands and stuff.
Okay.
See, you don't know anything.
Yeah, my feet are just not cooperating today. I don't know how big they are.
I'm sorry. They're not usually like this. They're usually the same size, the left and the right. But could I try on two different?
9.5 on the left, 10.5 on the right.
But these guys, they're complimenting the shoes I had on, and they said someone was at the same coffee shop as me that morning and noticed my shoes, and so I'm feeling,
oh wow,
I'm on cloud nine, right?
Yeah.
These are cool guys in there telling me I'm cool.
Cool guy.
And then we get to chat and like, why are you here? I'm like, oh, we have a show tonight. And they're like, I thought you looked familiar. And now they're like, oh dude, we love your videos. Also, you know, we didn't know you were a sneaker guy. So now,
like,
now
how would you like to pay full price? You're like, I would love to.
What? That's, they got me good. I was like, if I want to keep my cool status, I've got to buy a pair of shoes.
You can't just walk out of there and be like, hey, thanks,
after
fellas.
After all this. I'm like, all right, well, anyway.
I didn't find anything I like.
I'm not confident enough to ask to try these on. I'm going to leave. So I found which is cool is they had used pairs that were like half off but looked fine. So these were used. They look great, right?
They look great.
So I don't know if maybe that might have not. They might have been like, this guy's coming here buying new shoes, but I did what I could.
Yeah.
But I have to give a shout out to them because we talk about a lot where we run into fans like, oh my gosh, Trey. Oh my gosh, Jake. We're the biggest fans. We listen to the podcast. We're freaking out. I literally am obsessed. What are you doing here in town? It's like, we have a show tonight. There's tickets left. And like,
oh.
Oh, okay. Well, I am. First of all, I'd have to like check my schedule. But these people were like, oh, we might have to come through and check it out. I was like, yeah, no worries. I didn't think. I get a story tag. They're like, Trey show was great, from them in the in the venue.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was like, the first time someone was like, I might have to come. And they straight up just bought a ticket and showed up.
Yeah.
Shout out to, I think they're called Memory Lane. It's a awesome. Cool story. Cool store. And I got my cool shoes. I actually like them. They're very comfortable.
They look nice.
Thank you.
And I have kind of a similar story. I remember we all got to soundcheck and we were debriefing. And me, you, and Katie had all got recognized that day in different parts of Birmingham, which is fun. Yeah,
Katie getting recognized.
I was
so funny.
Playing golf. And I was playing a part of a threesome. And there was a twosome behind us. And it was getting kind of backed up. And so we asked this twosome, we're like, do you guys just want to play with us? We'll make it go faster. At first, they said no. And so we're like, oh, all right, no worries. And so that lasts about 3 or 4 holes. And they're like, all right, we're getting backed up too. We'll go ahead and join you guys. So we play like 5 or 6 holes with them. And it's like a hole 10 at this point. And the girl who is, you know, joined up with us, she's like, I got to ask, you're Jake Triplett, right? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, I totally know who you are. I watch videos, listen to the podcast, everything. And I was like, I love that you waited 10 holes to say something. Even when I ask you to play with us, you're like, nah.
No.
No.
That makes me so nervous, dude, if that happened. It's just 8 holes of me just like playing terrible golf and being like, crap! God, I hate you! I'm just being a monster. And like, by the way, are you that silly, lighthearted guy who makes the videos?
See, luckily, I was just, you know, one, I'd like to think of being myself. But two, I'd been joking around with him so much. Yeah. And then at the end of that, she's like, you're Jake Triplett, right? I was like, oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, because we had already had some nice banter. And same thing. She was like, I was like, are you coming to the show tonight? And she's like, you know, we wanted to, but we didn't know if we should or whatever. She's like, I feel like I have to now. And I was like, you know, no pressure or whatever. And I, same thing, I got a text. She came to the show that night. So
okay, good.
It was awesome.
What city was that?
Birmingham.
Okay. I was going to say, if she didn't, she's going to be a huge fan who consumes all content. I mean, like, she said, I don't know if we should.
I think, I mean, I don't know. I don't
I
know,
didn't
if, she
know if we were invited. We didn't feel like we were really.
I didn't get an RSVP from you
wanna,
personally.
Like, yeah, I don't want to like overstay our welcome. We already feel like we listen to the podcast and you didn't ask us to. And
like, that's already a lot. Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember exactly why. I think it was like we wanted to get tickets and then I don't know what it was, but she ended up coming.
Good.
She's awesome.
Okay. That is a real deal.
Yeah. Aaron, what up?
What's up?
What's up? And then Katie got recognized too.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah.
Come down here.
Katie, I'm making soup tonight.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell a story of Katie getting recognized.
No. Oh, I guess some girls were just like,
I'm making
it's
soup.
It's funny because some people in the meet and greets, all meet fans will be like, and where's Katie? I love Katie. Mm-hmm. She's the greatest. I don't know what to say. I'm just like, to one girl, I literally went.
You could say she is the greatest. Yeah, that's
I went,
right.
She's a nice lady.
Oh, she's here.
What are you doing?
You rang?
We both
did. I was telling them in the meet and greet, I said, like, a girl is like, where's Katie? She's just awesome, which I think is great because there's just photos of you on my profile, but they can tell. And then I just go, she's a nice lady.
Yeah.
And the guy who was with her, who I probably didn't know who I was, I got him to laugh. He's like, yo, he just called his wife a nice lady.
It's not wrong.
It's not wrong. I like to call women ladies. I feel like that's kind of a dying word, and I like that word.
I've been calling dinner supper.
My lady?
Yeah.
Nice. No, we were talking about how we all got recognized in Birmingham at different places.
Yes.
Would you like to share your story?
Get in here.
Oh. Are you camera ready?
Of course you are. What were you doing up there? Were you online shopping?
No.
Online shopping is like her TikTok.
That's a great comparison, honestly. Yeah. I don't really buy anything. I just kind of scroll. What am I talking about?
Okay, you're here for like a... She's about to just take over the show.
Take your time.
Yeah, this is a good strategy for everyone. Our voices are tired. You got recognized.
I did, yes.
What was that?
First time alone. Thank you.
She's new to this. You got to really eat the mic because...
Some two really sweet...
You sound like a little kindergartner.
Some two girls that were these... sweet Alabama girls came up and, you know, just like they do to you, and chatted away. It was kind of funny that they were so nice, but they did ask me if I was going to the show.
So why are you in Birmingham? We're going to trade show. We can't wait. What are you doing here?
I really wanted to be like, Trey's in town? Oh my gosh.
Are you going to the show? No, I'll probably hang back. Just go to the library or something.
And then the girls that I was with actually asked if my PR team prepped me on how to handle the fans.
I didn't know that.
PR, that's what I love about people, man. They both sides, they're like, is this girl even aware her husband has a show? And the other one is like, so you who runs the PR team for Trey? Did he used to work at Google? Surely, right? It's like, can Trey pay his bills, or does he have Justin Bieber's phone number? You know,
very confusing.
We get it all.
But I let them know there was no PR team, and that I just was a nice person.
That is funny. I hear all the time about, what is a publicist? I feel like so many famous people talk about publicist. I don't have a publicist. Am I supposed
to? They review your public image. I'm your publicist.
Okay.
I mean,
that works.
I am HR. I think it's funny.
I follow a couple of comedians who are like similar, like we're doing similar things. And they're like, you know, my publicist and my team, they talk about all this stuff. I'm like, it's just kind of like me and Jake. So I guess that's fine.
And the nice lady that accompanies you.
You're my nice lady now, who may or may not come to the show.
All right.
Okay, see ya.
Got any more questions for me?
Well, Derek will send your PR team an invoice, and
thank you very much.
We'll get you squared away for your time.
Thank you. They didn't like have time to prep me for this, so I don't know how well I did.
You cracking yourself up?
Yes.
You can't laugh the most at the thing you say.
Well, I think it's funny.
Okay, well, thank you for the story time. See ya.
So you're making soup.
Yep, making soup. Tell you, creamy. What were you gonna say, Derek?
I worked with someone in a similar case as you. I had to sign like 4 NDAs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was wild what I had to do just to communicate with them.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys, I was like, I think I could just walk up to them.
Yeah, my business manager did kind of like, yeah, I'm thinking I want to like hire someone else. Should I like have him sign this or that? They're like, yeah, maybe. I was like, that's too much work. He seems like a good guy. So, yeah, Derek and Jake, you guys could take it all from me if you wanted.
We've never signed anything.
But I think that's the way I justify that. The real root of that is I'm too lazy. I don't want to put together. But also, Marcus Lemonis, ever heard of him? He had TV show.
American Idol season 3.
No.
Oh.
he had a show about, he's like a businessman. He's like, I've never signed a contract. I'm a handshake deal guy.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, that guy's worth like $1 billion. So
he should probably.
Let's do what he does.
I feel like he should probably sign some contracts. He's worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
He's a real estate mogul. Never signed anything.
Well, there's like, I've never signed anything with my manager or agents. There's something a little, like I low-key almost put one together for Derek, but then it does feel a little funny to me. I mean, there's probably, if this keeps growing, there's a place for it. But it's like, there's something to be said for just like, yeah, dude, we're just going to build this because we trust each other.
Yeah.
Instead of like, hey, I need you to sign this to make sure you're not going to be some like criminal.
No, I definitely think if it's like a team like 7 or under.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be in the contract game yet. I remember like 2 years ago, you like asked me to join full time and I was like, do I need to like sign something? And you're like, no, unless you want to. And I was like, nah.
No. Yeah.
I'm good. I don't even know what I would sign. It just seemed like the right text to send.
You did it. Yeah.
I was like, okay, it's different now.
But making creamy sweet potato soup tonight. So very excited. Making soup's fun. It's easy.
I need to eat or slurp some soup in the next 48 hours.
So quite a bit. You're moving to a house. Nice new upgrade.
Yes.
Do you foresee yourself getting a little more domestic? Like, because that happened to me when we moved here. It's like a nicer kitchen. So I was like, and then on top of that, we got married. So everyone's bought us like pots and pans, which are boring until you have them. You're like, it's nice that these aren't like used IKEA pots anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Those worked fine. But it's like, I found myself using them a little bit because I had a little more space in the kitchen, a little more vibes.
It's a good question. I appreciate you giving me the benefit of the doubt. Here's what I've learned about myself and just humans in general is like there are certain characteristics about yourself that just don't change that much. Like I remember thinking like in college, like I procrastinate now, but when I'm older, I'll grow out of that.
Right.
That is just one of the many bad habits I have that I am not growing out of. Like right. I think that is ingrained. Some people are like that. And I think the lack of care or effort or willingness to cook and prepare meals for myself is something I might never achieve.
Mm-hmm. My whole life, I've still kind of, there's one particular race that I really don't like. And yeah, I think that'll be my whole life. Half marathon.
Half marathons are, if you're just, why not do the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or five, you can knock a 5K out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I totally knew that's what you meant the whole time.
Yeah. But I
you didn't even need to clarify it.
But I don't like the Kenyans because they always beat me.
There it is.
Because of their running skills. I don't think I've ever met a Kenyan.
Really?
No, I haven't.
I don't know if I have. I haven't asked. But we'll see. I mean, yeah, nice new kitchen. We got some, I think the countertops are the newest part of the house. 2021 countertops.
Okay.
That's the year we're in now.
Wow.
So that's pretty recent.
Yeah. Okay. You going to do a house tour
on YouTube? On my personal YouTube. I mean, I love posting there. I post there all the time. So I think that only makes sense that put up a house tour.
That's great, man. Are we getting houses? You're going to have a housewarming party? Have you gotten that far?
I would like to. Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I don't have a date or, you know, we're not really home at all ever. So yeah. I don't know when I'll do it, but yeah.
You were getting some help on a little home decor. You're going to like attempt to have like an adult house?
I am. I'm going
Good
to
for
do
you.
It. Yeah, I think tomorrow I'll get to see the house only for the second time ever. So really like scope out what do I need, what I need to buy. And in the next 7 days, I'm just going to be swiping that credit card. Mm-hmm. Ashley Home Furniture, Nebraska Furniture Store. Yep. I don't even know the names of the stores, but I will figure out the name of the store. Second step, start buying some
stuff.
Can't
forget IKEA.
Never go wrong. I mean, we're talking wall art, things I've never owned before in my life.
That's crazy, dude.
I don't know, like decor for like floating shelves. Who knows what I'll get into?
Whoa.
We're talking plants. Dude. Maybe one of those TVs that when you turn it off looks like a painting. I think I'd like to own that.
That's cool.
We're talking floor lamps. We're talking smart appliances.
We're talking dish towels draped over the oven handle.
Onion handle.
Onion handle. We're talking
a toothbrush. I think it's time. I've been hearing about it.
Do you have a dining room?
Oh, all you can handle.
Wow. Dining room table?
Yeah.
I remember when I got my first house, I was like, yeah, I don't want to have the classic gross dude house. We're going to make this a lovely home. And I went to Target and I just randomly picked, you go to like the knickknack section where you, like you said, you just put it on shelving and
whatever.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I just bought random crap that cost like $5 or $10 each, like fake little plant, a weird like spiky gold thing.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. We'll set that somewhere. Another weird just sculpture thing that means nothing to me.
I'd like to find, like back in the day, they probably still do this, but no one cares anymore. Target or Walmart or even like Best Buy would have just this bin and it was just like dollar DVDs. Remember that on Black Friday?
Yes.
I would like to have a big bin of just dollar, just garbage art or just garbage decoration. Just like this doesn't really, it just takes up space.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need to find.
Wall art is, we still in our house right now have struggled with the wall. Wall art's like the last detail that's just the most annoying. It's tricky.
in the order of operations, you would say that is like the add subtraction. That's the very end.
Yeah, for me, the furniture was very, I feel like that makes sense. I'm going to get a sectional and like a chair here. And we found it, bought it pretty quickly. But it's like, what do you hang on this wall? And it's at least to me, it's tricky because you can buy like a $40 thing to hang up, but it just looks $40. But then there's no limit. It's like, oh, that like painting's really cool. My gosh, why is that $1,000? And to get anything framed, which makes everything look better,
mm-hmm.
We bought like a cheap, it's still in our like storage closet. We bought a cheap like Etsy painting that was like huge to hang on a big part of the wall, like $200. Pretty cheap. Someone made it. And they're like, oh, we'll just get it framed. And like the cheapest way to possibly frame it at like Hobby Lobby was like an extra $300.
My goodness.
And so we're just...
Shout out to Hoblob.
So I think the smartest thing to do is what we've done is just rolled it up and put it in the closet for the rest of time.
That's what we decided. Couldn't return it. Was the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, the only thing that I have that is in the category of decor right now, I'm pretty proud of. It's pretty cool. So I'd like to have more. Maybe that's the route I'll go. Forget the garbage bin. It's more like cool. Like I had my roommate who's a woodworker. I had him make me like an outline of the United States in wood, like with all the states. And I put a pin in every city that we performed comedy in.
Fun.
The only thing I own that hangs on a wall that will be going into the
right
house.
Now, or is it work in progress?
No, I mean, I've had it since we started like the comedy club shows.
Oh, where's it hung up right now?
Like to the side of my bed. It's in my bedroom.
Oh, is it huge or kind of small?
I would say 32 by 36.
Nice.
Decent.
You need to get a mini hoop. You see mine over there. That was a huge hit with my buds. That it's shocking how much fun. And I feel like, do you have an area with some high ceiling space?
No? The living room kind of, but basement, unfortunately, no.
The living, yeah. Well, you know, throw a, like you saw mine. That was a Christmas gift because they're like, I'm very much the age where like, we need stuff for you to get you for Christmas. I'm like, I just have to make up stuff. I'm like, I don't really want anything other than to bet on sports. You would give me $100 to place on the Chiefs.
Give me DraftKings credit, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Merry Christmas. We got you $100 future on the Chiefs to win the divisional title. Like, thank you.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you.
I'll it's just what I wanted.
Either be $0 or $500. That's kind of a fun gift. But I got like a kind of cute Etsy wooden mini hoop. So to piece cake.
It was a nice looking cheap, like, hoop. Yeah.
Plastic multi, like neon. It was, you know, it's nice.
It's nice. Good it's accents. Fun. I have a very rectangular living room, which is going to be a little tricky. The old owners had like a grand piano that filled up the space.
Oh, you're going to get one of those? Just get a or just, like just leave the piano when you have this.
Yeah.
For some reason, you have a grand piano.
Just like it's wow. The only thing that fills the space. You this know, not, a Christmas yeah. tree, but that's seasonal. So just figured I'd go grand piano. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but I guess that could be a thing you guys could YouTube comment. Let's say you had a really rectangular living room. What would you do with like the extra, like, you know, space?
Ping pong table.
In the living room?
Yeah, that's a guy's. Like, no, we're keeping it classy. You're right.
Yeah, this is a nice house.
Oh, man. Pool table? A little classier, but it's still, it might look weird in the living room.
Yeah.
And pool tables are, I mean, they're cheaper than a grand piano, but they're still an ordeal, I think.
And you have to get like a professional person like level it.
Right.
Like, if you want to actually play and, you know, the earthquakes, could jumble it any second.
Is it part of the kitchen kind of, or is it just own space?
No, not really. Open concept. The kitchen can see it, but it's not part of the kitchen.
Wow, that's tricky. I don't
come
know.
Come to the house sometime. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know your thoughts. Actually, everybody listening, I'll drop the Zillow link below. Come to the house.
Come to the house.
Unannounced. Show up in a black t-shirt.
Yeah. Doors always open policy.
Yeah. The back door is. If I'm getting punched.
All right. Well, quick pause again. We got some offers. So my wine club offer is coming up. You're going to need some bottles of wine for your space. Am I wrong?
To drink responsibly, yes.
That's an adult thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine this, dude. You have some friends over.
Okay.
To your house that is furnished and has art on the wall, and you're like, what do you want, like a glass of wine? Now you're an adult.
I can't be like, hey, this is very nice. Jake, congratulations on the home. Thank you. Why don't we celebrate? Everyone, go get a bottle of Diet Coke. Everyone, grab a Diet Pepsi from the fridge.
You'll find, yeah.
There's a fridge in the garage.
Icy Pops, anyone?
Yeah. Now, if you guys want Capri Suns, those are in the garage fridge.
I know, I've got a garage fridge. Do you have a garage fridge?
So the previous family, they were a three fridge family.
Whoa.
We're talking main floor, garage, and basement.
And the grand. And it was a fridge. It was sick.
It opened up from the top. It was a top loading fridge. So I don't know what is staying. That's probably something I should know. What do I get? What stays? I'll find out tomorrow.
You just show up tomorrow and there's no windows. Like, yeah, you signed the contract. We thought it was weird, but they're taking the windows. It's 15 grand worth of windows.
Bummer.
Ugh.
So I know at least the main fridge is staying, but I could see myself being a two fridge family.
Okay, I like that. Well, we'll get some wine offers. Another great offer to listen to these ads, please. We love you, and we'll be right back.
Yes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, so those are our friends, and now it is time for our ongoing segment, Runs and Funds.
Run it out with little runs and funds.
Yes, you know, I think...
I hope you kept a dry diaper this weekend, man. Hope there wasn't too many runs. Plenty of funds. Tell us about it.
Dry diaper. I think I want to talk about the... maybe the Jacksonville show?
You want me to start?
Okay.
I'll start with my runs.
Okay,
I'm sure. Passionate about it. Jessica...
That was Birmingham, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jessica. That was an interesting show for both of us. During my set, I had a woman stand up while I'm performing and scream something at me. And I couldn't tell if it was out of hate or love.
Mm.
And I kid you not, she was wearing all white. For a split second, I was like, this woman is flashing me. I've seen the Post Malone clips of this happening. I've seen Harry Styles. It's my turn. It was a white t-shirt, but it was scary.
There was... Sidebar, little bonus point. There's like a bit in my show where I kind of, I don't want to give it away too much, but I mentioned black people. Obviously, my crowd is, there's always some black people in the crowd, which I love. They have a great time.
Yeah.
Which makes
overwhelmingly
me so happy.
White.
Very white crowd. Salt Lake is selling great. And there's this one time where I mentioned black people and someone shouted out like, no! And I couldn't really see. And so part of me always has this fear, like, is there some actually, like, white racist person, like, just shouting, like, don't talk about them? But then my hope and what I thought was, like, there's just one of the black people in the crowd being
like
funny.
Playing along.
Yeah. And thank God it was. I saw it. I was like, okay, sir, we just want to confirm. Thank you.
All right. He signs off on this.
And it turned out to, like, a funny thing, but I just said to the audience, I was like, I mean, I don't know how I would have recovered from from that. Can you imagine?
That was a white person.
That would have made me question everything.
Stop.
I'm doing. Like, who are these people? But Jessica, don't.
It's never
been this bad. If you're at the Birmingham show, you know, there's been a handful of occasions over the year, you know, a couple of years doing shows of, you know, there's some drunk white girl who thinks she's funny and she won't stop talking.
Yeah, it's never really like heckling, but it's just like drunk people just like no social awareness.
And you could feel it as a performer, you start to feel like this is bothering the crowd. I've got to do something. So I make fun of the person or kind of playfully tell them to shut up.
You're like, hey, you know.
And there's been a few occasions where it's a difficult. I have to really, really tell the person just like seriously shut up.
Like call them out individually by name.
It. But Jessica's the first problem we ever had where... I went to her probably three times throughout my set, like
by name.
Kind of jokingly at first, be quiet. Everyone's like, yes, thank you. And then I was like, seriously. And I felt like the last time I addressed her, I was like, you could probably tell I was getting angry. I was like, do you want to say, everyone listen to her. Do you want to say something? What's the deal? And she wasn't grasping like, oh, now I should stop. She was just like, yeah, I'm killing it. And she kept going.
I
was so angry.
And
I met after the show, I got so many DMs that were all just like, the show was great. Sorry about Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, who are you with? The husband. And she was with the husband who was making no effort to corral her. He was like,
yeah,
he did a joking, like walked out as I tried to call him out. He just like left the venue. Uh-huh. I was like, yeah, no one wants to be around Jessica. So that was my runs. Huh?
What exactly was she like yelling at?
She was just doing this. Jake, just go through a bit. Make something up. Do a little punchline.
So
I'm Jessica. Jake is me. Or Jake. She did it all night to anyone performing.
I don't know. I think it's strange. You know, you're tying a cherry stem in your mouth is supposed to be this sexy thing.
Right? Yes! And, I can do it!
And, you know, to me, if you look at someone when they're tying a cherry stem in their mouth, I mean, it is one of the least attractive things.
Yeah, yes!
What's your name, ma'am?
Ja-ja-ja!
Just for an hour.
I don't even know how she was still.
It was like she thought she was on a podcast with you. It was like, yeah. I should be an active listener for everything he's saying.
I don't know how she didn't like pass out or something.
Yeah, it was my really runs. Bad.
But also my funds was Birmingham. We persevered. It was a very fun show. Very fun city. All the shows were great. The funds was, Birmingham was just a great day. It was a Saturday in Birmingham. We watched some football. Got some good food, got some good coffee, bought a cool pair of shoes, had a great show, except for Jessica. Jessica, you're blacklisted. And it was great.
Yeah, so because of Jessica, we should just call it the Jessica rule now. We had to instate, you and our tour manager had to go over like a strategy.
It's the Jessica
now.
Rule.
Like there are now keywords that Trey will say in a show that means kick this person out. Mm-hmm. It's like code words now. Which is kind of fun.
Where the security will... I will like slyly describe them while on stage and then say a phrase and so then they will go get them. We talked about doing that, but I was like, I put it off because like, dude, I know my fans. Like,
it's not going to get that bad.
There's always a few rowdy people, but they calm down. I'm not going to have to kick someone out. Then, you know, this isn't like a Dave Chappelle show or something. We don't have, like, everyone's pretty, I think just, you know, nice, sweet folk, but. And it's the Jessica rule.
So many people who come to these shows have never even been to a comedy club before. They're not comedy fans. Like, they don't even know what heckling is. They're in no place to do that. They're just like, just sit down, shut up, and have a good time. I didn't even tell you this. I legitimately, in the middle of it getting bad with Jessica, there was like doors to where I thought she was, and I was going to try and find her. I was like, I don't think Tom's going to kick her out. Like, I thought about it. I couldn't find out which one she was, but I looked through this door, and I was like, if I see her and the moment feels right. Oh, that reminds me, too. Did you notice last night? After the improv song, I got stuck side stage. There was no way for me to get back across the stage. I don't know if you noticed this.
No.
I waited until you were doing something very physical, and then I had to like skirt behind you.
You ran behind me on stage?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I was stuck.
So funny.
Didn't have my
phone.
And
you got away with it?
I was bored out of my mind.
No, really, I didn't notice.
I was very quick. You ever seen Dash from The Incredibles?
That's so funny. Yeah, so Jessica rules, too bad. It's all good. But then that person's being so wild that, like, how likely are they going to get, like, escorted out peacefully or, like, low-key?
Yeah.
So I think what I maybe should have done or what I do next time is maybe just straight up, like, because when you're up there, you're performing, you don't really want to kill the vibe, right? You want to keep kind of, like, telling this person to be quiet, but, like, in a funny way. Mm-hmm. So everyone's laughing.
Continues the momentum.
It's not getting awkward, but... That might have been a rare occasion for me to maybe just break and be like, okay, ma'am, I appreciate the energy, but you're ruining the show for everyone around you. What do you think, ma'am? I'm just going to say it open. I think because at that point, the audience was so, everyone in the room, because they were cheering when I was saying.
It was disruptive.
Be quiet. So I think the audience would have appreciated that. It would have like, you can't do that if someone's like wooing one time, but it was 45 minutes into my set and she was still going. So that might have called.
I don't think that's a bad thing to do to call. I'm like, look, you're on the verge of being kicked out. Do you want to keep yelling at me while I'm performing?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to go home and pass out on your couch? You know, if you have like some little joke like that to go along with the threat, I think it could work. But
just like, jokingly threaten her. Like, if you don't stop. I'm going to let you swing first, but then I'm going to punch you in the nose.
Something like that.
And then everyone would laugh.
They'd be like, oh, we listen to the podcast.
Yeah, hitting girls, that's funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Just like our merch.
Yeah. Yeah, hit her. And the crowd just starts booing. Like, they're on Jessica's side.
Oh.
Jake's dad told me.
Look, you grew up on a farm.
It's a different time. All right, give us your runs and funds.
My runs and funds, I'll talk about the second show in Jacksonville because there were runs and funds for me just in that one. Funds being some fun interacting with the crowd. I remember talking to the guy in the front row. He's a healthcare recruiter. I was like, what's your favorite thing to recruit? Didn't skip a beat. He said, nurses. Which really cracked me up. He's like sitting there right next to his wife. And just like, it was just such a funny answer. And like how quickly he answered it. It was really fun. I mean, I called back. I'm pretty sure his name was Scott. I called back to him five different times during my set. Yeah. I could be like Scott and the nurses, or I could, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that was really fun.
That was funny.
My best friend from high school lives in Jacksonville, so he was at the show. And of all the people to be in the audience, he sat right behind a woman who fell asleep while you were performing and was dribbling seltzer on her while you were performing. So that was awesome.
That one, that was kind of fortunate, because I remember you got off stage, you're like, there's one woman.
There's a woman on the left.
Look out, there's a woman who won't stop yelling. And I didn't hear a peep, so I think that was her, and she didn't make it to my set.
I also had a guy scream at me, which, once again, it's like it happens so quick, you don't know if it's love or hate or why they're yelling, but you just scream while you're talking. And one guy, I was talking about, I mean, something unrelated completely. I wasn't even talking about Jacksonville, nothing specific. He just screams, Waffle House, enough to where everyone hears him. And I was like, what did you say? He goes, Waffle House. And I just paused for a couple seconds.
Is that an inside joke from anything ever?
Nothing that I could possibly think. So I paused for a couple seconds. I'm going through everything. And I just go, okay. And everybody laughed because I think no one knew what he was talking about. Hmm. And then I start to speak again. And he's like, there was a Waffle House. You know, he starts to give me like a full sentence from the back row. And I was just like, look, sir, if you want to shout out places that are open 24/7, let's do that in the lobby afterwards. Okay. That could be fun. I say Denny's, you say, you know, whatever. But right now, we're doing a comedy show. But then also, what was fun about that night was when we do our, you know, we call someone up, we sing to them. I remember Connecticut. I'll never forget. We went through a rough patch for three shows in a row. You know, we take what the people give us. We try to sing to them their job in Connecticut. It was like, what do you do for a living? Not a whole lot. Just got laid off. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very next show. Oh, man, what do you do for a living? I teach deaf children. Okay, not going to touch that one.
Yeah.
And in the third show.
Very virtuous of you.
What do you do for a living? I teach, or I work with the Special Olympics. It's like, my goodness. Can I get a teacher? Anyway, we had one of those again. She's like, I'm a mental health counselor. I do this. Like, okay, that's not something we're going to joke about. And they're like, and are you single? Are you married? She goes, I am divorced. And we're like, Oh, so single.
Yeah, single. Yeah, single. She's like,
well, you know, like when you fill out forms, like there's always a box, and like divorced is always a box. She's
like, why do I have to always say it? I'm like, we didn't.
I was like, no.
Yeah. I didn't go, I'm getting a divorce vibe. Am I right? You tell me. You know, I just asked if you were single or not.
I think I said, I was like, there wasn't a box right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
everyone just it was really fun.
That reminds me one time I was messing with someone and I asked her, like, what do you do for a living? And she goes, I do not make up much money.
Yes.
And I just went,
I felt very awkward.
I didn't ask your salary. I'm just curious.
I forgot
what you do with your time.
That was like one of our last comedy club shows, I remember. What do you do for a living? Look, it's not a ton. All right.
Yeah.
And
it's honest work, but I don't make
it's
much.
They're leather wallets. I'm selling them on Etsy, mm-hmm. and it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So
you're fun at parties.
Yeah.
Just anytime you, what's your name and what do you do? Not a lot of money. Just not a lot of money in it.
Just, I do it cause I love it. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't want any judgment. Guys, stop it. I can feel
just
your eyes.
Okay. I just asked.
All right.
Sorry. It just feels like a common question.
Last night we had one of those two. This happens about, I'd say one in every six women we talk to where they are fired up to be on stage.
Yeah.
And where are you from? Well, originally Baton Rouge, but me and my husband, we moved to Lafayette a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been loving it there, but we loved coming into New Orleans.
Yeah, ma'am.
Hey.
Short version.
And I just pulled the microphone away. I would literally just cut her off. All right. I was looking for like a one-worder there.
Okay, did you get your runs and funds in?
How much money do you make? Yeah, we're good.
How much money do you make?
Just start before taxes. That.
Yeah. Thank you all again for listening. Thank you for so many of y'all, dedicated listeners. Saying what's up on the road, coming out, means a lot. Got a lot of shows left, so check the website. We'll see you out there. Thanks, as always, for listening. See you, Rectees. Peace.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.